Back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We're going to bring in my great friend, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney from upstate New York, member of the Ways and Means Committee. Claudia, first of all, happy July 4th, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness.
Well, thank you, and also to you, Larry, and your listeners. It's a beautiful day out here, except for in upstate New York, we have a little bit of Canadian smoke, so it's not a perfect day.
You know, we got some of it down here. I'm up in our weekend place in Connecticut. We got some of this stuff, too. Listen, Claudia, a big story in the New York Post. An attorney for first son Hunter Biden attacked House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith in a mistake-filled letter Friday, claiming the panel was coordinating with IRS whistleblowers on a misinformation campaign to harm his client. Now, you are a member in good standing of the Ways and Means Committee. A misinformation politicalization is not the problem here. It's all misinformation. What do you think about this latest attack? Abby Lowell, of course, a well-known Democratic lawyer. What do you think of that?
Well, here's the issue. When you're a defendant, your mission, especially when your client is guilty, is to make it as blurry and blustered and so people don't really know what the facts are. And they're trying to turn a legitimate whistleblower and make it look like he's a leaker and not a legitimate whistleblower. But remember something really important about what Chairman Jason Smith did during this entire breakthrough. The whistleblower reached out every step of the way. The ranking member, Richie Neal, was advised, and his staff was present at every single one of these events. So there were, especially meeting with a whistleblower, interviewing there are actually two whistleblowers. Only one has allowed his name to be public, and for good reason. He's getting bullied. He's getting maligned, and he's getting called a liar, a purveyor of misinformation, and not truly a whistleblower. This guy's a whistleblower. We need to preserve whistleblowers, or we will never have accountability in our government. And so for the lawyer now to come out and blame Jason Smith, who did everything properly, let's contrast this with what happened when President Trump was being besieged by the Ways and Means Committee to get his tax returns out. All these procedures weren't filed. Jason and our committee went painstakingly through the process. I know it was a little frustrating for people, but if you're going to uphold your oath of office, you're going to follow the rules. You're going to point out people who make mistakes, and that's exactly what Jason Smith did. This is just, you know, Democrat defensive bluster that's going on because the whistleblower has got his finger on the pulse now. Joe Biden and his son are now heading down a path which I think is going to lead to impeachment and ultimately criminal prosecution.
Yes, yes. The noose is definitely tightening. So it was Ways and Means Committee that got the information. I think it was Ways and Means that got the information about this communication, the WhatsApp communication that Hunter said, "I'm sitting here next to my father," to the Chinese guy, Zhao, I guess his name was, and then said, "You better fork over $5 million." Was that was Ways and Means, was it not?
Yes, and think about, yes, it was, Larry. And think about this. As this situation was unfolding, the whistleblower got the information through investigating. They weren't looking for Hunter Biden. They were investigating an international porn ring, and Hunter Biden's information popped up on this. It reminds me of a laptop I remember that Hillary Clinton had in a former staffer's wife of a congressman. I won't name names. But think about this. They had this laptop. The FBI had this laptop in December of 2019. It is 3.5 years later, and we still don't have all the information we need. The IRS, the whistleblower, the people on this case were advised and said, "Hey, we have a laptop. We think there could be evidence of crimes committed for tax evasion by Hunter Biden, potentially other family members." And this was the whole point of this was obstructed, slow walked by DOJ so that they couldn't get the information that they needed, information that was determined to be in a storage container in Virginia. We never got there. They were tipped off. The Biden administration transition team was tipped off so that they could remove that evidence. Other things happen, and this is exactly what happens when you have a dirty cops at the FBI and the DOJ blocking and tackling for the President of the United States his son, who, by the way, he uses his son. This really isn't about Hunter as much as it's about Joe as a politician making, you know, whatever he makes, which is a lot less. It's a good salary, but it's not what you can make in the private sector when you have these connections. It's about him using his own son as his proxy. And the son was the channel to get money to his brother, to his family members. We know that Hunter was getting this money through Chinese interests, through Burisma, through which is Ukrainian interests, Romania. This money was flowing to Hunter Biden, and what we're probably going to find out, we have almost all the evidence, we just need to prove it, is this money was flowing to Joe Biden. I mean, how is Hunter Biden paying the rent and the mortgage on one of Joe Biden's, you know, $3 million pieces of property?
Yeah, he has beautiful homes, all that as a senator and as a vice president. So you got a problem on that one. Claudia, I interviewed Jamie Comer on the TV show. I guess it was either Thursday or Wednesday. I don't remember which. He's now going back to these Treasury suspicious accounts, and he's looking in particular for Burisma-related suspicious accounts. And Chairman Comer was, you know, very clear about this, that he felt it would get him a lot of evidence that would tie Joe Biden to a bribery scandal with a foreign national. I don't know whether Ways and Means folks are participating in that or not, but that's the next angle that Comer is going to take over. What do you think of it?
Yes, we're working on that. I'm also a member of the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Oversight. So we'll be taking up some of these issues as well. Look, these suspicious activity reports haven't even really been gone through. I mean, they were everyone's eyebrows are raised because, you know, occasionally they'll come up on just about everybody. But when you have so many coming from one person, and there was this web of companies created. Interestingly enough, I'm up in the Finger Lakes right now, which is where I live. And every one of these corrupt organizations that were appear to be the pass-throughs for Hunter Biden were named after the lakes because, you know, Hunter Biden's mother was from Auburn, New York, which is on Owasco Lake. So you hear about Owasco Holdings all the time, Skinny Atlas Holdings, Oneida Seneca. So he came up with all these different ways of actually creating entities and then funneling them through all different ways. And it's a complicated web. And if you have pieces of the puzzle cut off by the Department of Justice and the FBI and their failure to give us the true suspicious activity report trail, it makes it harder to get it. And it's why it takes a long time. And I know a lot. I just want to say one thing, because I've heard a lot of this, whether it's online or from my constituents, and people say, well, geez, why aren't the Republicans prosecuting? You know, we don't have the ability to prosecute. We can investigate. We can subpoena. We can bring people before the Congress. And if Nancy Pelosi had prosecutorial power, let me tell you something. Donald Trump would have been prosecuted for 1,000 things because she didn't have that power. Thankfully, she wasn't able to do that. So we're trying to do this the right way, constitutionally, to make sure that we have every single step in a row. And by the way, the two impeachments of Donald Trump went nowhere.
Claudia Tenney, thank you ever so much. You're a star. We appreciate it very much. Talk soon.
The Larry Kudlow Show.